Well, no matter what the weather, always a good time to watch a movie. And the Lorraine Public Cinema series. This is from the Lorraine Public Library. We got two folks who can help us find out all about this. We've got Julie Brown and also Ramona Flores. Ladies, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Hi, Craig. Thank you for having us. Thank you for having us.
Well, let's talk, I guess, what's the idea behind the Lorraine Public Cinema, these movies that you're going to be showing?
Well, the idea really is, the way we are summarizing it, is we want to think of it as coffee, film, and conversation. Those are the three tenets of our program. At least we hope to achieve those.
All right, so how do those all work together? I don't want somebody talking while I'm watching a movie, so explain how this works.
Right. So we have a short introduction where we talk about the background, the historical, cultural, perhaps the psychological background, anything that might have influenced the film at the time that it was created. That's a short introduction, some coffee and some snacks. Then we watch the movie. There is some conversation sometimes during the film, but not a lot. Stray comments here and there. And then we have our discussion afterwards.
So this is kind of like a book club, kind of take him to a movie aspect of it.
That's a really good way to put it. Right, absolutely. Because we really love conversation, and we really love stimulating conversation. So as Ramona was saying, when you bring people together that have a common interest, a common passion, it's a lot more fun to share that experience together.
Exactly.
Now, you've done one of these so already, correct?
Yes, we have.
And how did it all come together? Did it work out like you planned?
Yeah, with everything, there's a bit of tweaking. And it did come together very well. We just have to keep the introduction short because everyone wants to get into watching the movie. And as we're watching it, we tend to look at each other and make comments. But, you know, our natural inclination to keep talking, we had to keep that to a minimum so that we could actually watch what was unfolding on film.
I think what I was really happy with was after the movie was over, everyone was interested in talking about it. So this is what we're after, like people who are really into something together at the same time, a shared passion. So that really came out. We had a lot of fun talking about the movie, the Humphrey Bogart movie that we watched.
Right.
How did you determine or how do you determine what movies to show that might stimulate that kind of discussion?
Well, we've had a lot of fun. Ramona and I are coworkers and friends, and so a lot of it comes out of our conversations with each other. We're both classic film buffs, so when we talk about the movies that we love, we get excited because we're like, oh, God, we got to show that. We're both Hitchcock fans, for instance.
Oh, yeah.
So once we think about what we love, we want to show that, and we get excited about it. We think, why wouldn't anybody else, you know, love it too? But that's how we come up with our film ideas, and we like to explore genre and characters and actors and stars and everything you can mention.
So you can go from the classics to the camp, in a sense.
Right, exactly.
And that's what we have planned, too. In the future, we've showed a movie, one movie so far, and we've got coming up on October 25th and November 29th, two more movies that go from screwball comedy to camp. And we're not allowed to say titles, but the screwball comedy stars Cary Grant and Katharine Hepburn, and the camp movie is Zsa Zsa Gabor's most famous film.
Right, right. And we both love Zsa Zsa, so we can't wait to show that one.
We love her.
Yes.
These are free events, I would assume, since it's the library. That's usually a key to a lot of things you guys do, right?
Yes, absolutely free events, and that's what we want to stress as well.
And where is this just something, movies that are in the library system, so that if I wanted to see it again, I could just rent it the next time I'm there?
Absolutely. We look for the films that we have on hand, whether they're in our home collection or within our system.
And people want to find out more. How do they go about, you know, getting the dates and all that information, too?
They can call us at the library, and any time that we're open, we're at the main branch Lorraine Public Library, downtown Lorraine. I don't know if you're aware, but we've recently had a physical renovation in our building. It's beautiful and bright and colorful, so we invite people to come into our space and share that with us. But, of course, they can always reach us by phone. Our telephone is 440-244-1192. that banging you hear in the background, that's some of the renovation that's still ongoing, by the way.
It's almost done.
It's not somebody trying to make the copier work. You're not lying to me then, right? No. Okay.
I thought maybe Bill Harper went to the wrong address.
Yeah, yes, we...
Right. From the United Way in Lorraine today.
So you guys show this like on a regular movie screen, or how, you have a little like a theater room set up at the library?
We have, it's kind of a theater setup. We have a big screen, and we have plenty of space and big chairs. So we try to set it up to make it like a movie theater. And then we have our little snack bar, too. So we want to make it as comfortable as possible.
Sounds good. And also probably not only do people come in when they see these movies, you kind of give it a little history, because sometimes watching a movie in context kind of really brings out more from the film. But then maybe it will inspire other people to pick out other films, because a lot of these older movies don't get shown as much as they used to. When I was growing up, you'd show them on afternoon television or late night TV. All that stuff has infomercials. So these classics really is the library is the only place you can really kind of go at the moment if you really want to go see them.
Right. There's so much richness in film. I mean, not just classic film, but all film. But since we love classic film and we love the actors from these eras, that's why we chose this as our beginning. We do hope to expand and go into movies of all genres and all eras. In fact, for winter, we're planning an examination of romantic love and couplehood through the decades, and how the historical influences might have influenced the portrayal of what love and happiness is like.
Absolutely. And not to mention maybe some sort of ratings board that decided whether something is appropriate to show up in a film or not. That always has interest when you look through films over time.
If
people want to find out more, Lorraine Public Library System, check out the website as well, and they can find out about the upcoming films. Julie Brown and also Ramona Flores, thanks for joining us this morning. And thanks for starting this film series. Well, there's always a lot of film buffs in the county that now have a new place to go.
Right. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. We really appreciate it.
Thanks. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too.